that we're living through a dangerous time, a time when many souls are coming out from their experience with God into a place of not knowing. That's very critical. I prayed for a woman last night. She was in confusion. And I didn't even know how to pray for her. I said, you know Jesus? She said, well, I think I did. I said, lady, what you need is Jesus. Well, I can't do that. I said, you need Him. He is the place of starting point. Without Him, there's great problems. He is the reason for the season. We must always, Jesus, there is no other name in heaven where we can escape the curse of this world, only by Jesus. There is no other way, but only by Jesus, that we can get where we should be. He is only through Jesus that we're set free. God, in the name of Jesus, He sets us free. God looks at His Son as that ransom, that sacrifice, and through Jesus, He sees us as pure. He sees us as holy. But the Bible says, in Hebrews it says, there will be a day, there will be no more remission of sin, no more blood. We continually forsake God, there comes a time that we have no more, there is no more blood. That God says, that's enough, I've crossed my hands, I've said enough. As in the Old Testament, God says, He says, I don't want to speak about this matter no more. And it comes that way that God is saying, my people, seek me, learn of me, for I'm coming back very soon. For I say my coming is at the door. And I say this world does not see this, say the Spirit of God. They see no intentions of my coming. And they wish for nothing because they're not where they should be with the Lord their God. I say they're having fun and getting people saved. They're having fun living their way. But I say when they get home, they feel that grudgery. They feel that rottenness that's within them. They feel that uncertainty is around about them. They feel and they sense the lawlessness around about them. But I say they become slaves to this world. They become slaves of the acts, the works of this darkness. They become slaves in their own minds. And I say many are losing the way. And I say many take their lives because they cannot cope with what's facing them. And I say when souls have once had great, great wealth and they lose that wealth, the men and the women also, all people of my world, when they lose this wonderful blessing, they have something within them that wants them to take their life. And I say that is the power of the darkness. And He sees this person that once had known me, loved me, and He sees them as a prey. And at that time, unless my people intervene for that one, they shall be destroyed. And many of them will live in darkness forever. And I say, what a tragedy, says the Spirit of God. For I say the ransom of many was paid for by Jesus, my Son. That ransom was paid in the fullness, that all could have repentance, that all could come to know the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. All could come to the feet of Jesus. But I say, the offense of the enemy has tricked the hearts of many, my beloved. He caused them to have the cares of this world, to be hypnotized in the things of darkness. And those hypnotism of darkness, they lose the grip and they no longer see there's any problem what they're doing. They see that they're doing this as unto the Lord their God. But I say in reality, I am far from them. I'm looking for a separated people, a holy people, a people that will live above reproach, a people that will live in the Spirit. And I say very, very few of my people are really living in the Spirit. I say, where my Spirit is, there is liberty. And it brings great blessings upon my people that are walking in my Spirit. For those that come against my Spirit, who have once known and say there's nothing to it this day, they're in this danger of hellfire. They're in danger of the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. I say, my people have forgotten. It's a hard thing to come against the Lord thy God, the one that has set you free. And I say, many of my people have people in their grips that are this position. And I say they're about to that place of no recovery. They're about to a place of no understanding. They're about to a place of losing their soul. And I say many of my people have lost their first love. And I'm here this day not to scold, but to let you know what's taking place on this earth. There's problems. And my people need deliverance. My people need a new heart. I say my people need to take that old stony ground that they have had and plow it up and have a new life. They need to plow up, take a new over. And I say my people, when they come to the altars, they do not pray through. They just say a short prayer and they get up and they're leaving. And when they get back, they're feeling worse than when they came. I'm looking for a people who will pray and pray until they know their God is in them. Their God is about them. They have prayed through to heaven and I've heard them, but my people are so, this day do not want to do anything that's hard. They don't want to do anything that takes any energy. All they want to do is seek their own fun, have their own greatness. They want to have their own desires. They become selfish. They become mindful of their own wishful ways. They want to have nice homes and nice blessings. They want to have the greatest vacations and they want to have the biggest cars. They want to have the esteem, the eyes of men. Churches, they want to esteem that they're the best, they're the greatest church in that town. And they've come to a height that's so wonderful. And I say many, many, many have Ichabod on their doors, says the Spirit of God. I say of them forsaken the way of the Lord their God. And I say they would not receive this message with gladness as they would not want to make amends for they have failed me. But I say what is being spoke this day is true, and it's from heaven. It's from heaven. I have called this man that I would speak this heart, that he in this last day would proclaim this word. But I say they will not hear him, saith the Spirit of God. And I say where he goes, he has to walk in a very low dimension, because they place him as nothing. They place him as nothing. But I say he is nothing with himself, but the Lord his serves is something. The God of God is heaven, is mighty. He is a mighty God. And my people must realize this, that he takes infidels and makes blessings out of them. And I say these that sanctify themselves, they become as an infidel. They lose out. I'm looking for those who will talk and believe that they need my Savior. They need Jesus. They need a remaking over. They need their lives changed. And they want to stay changed. And for those type of people, I will use them. I will minister to them. And I will create with them a new walk, a new talk, a new blessing. But for those that are coming around out of haughtiness, hey, special and mighty, that they're so, and I cannot even reach them. And I say they appear to be as windows of heaven. But I say they're actually sewers of wells of wrongdoings. And I say they're very hateful. They're very hardened. And they're very inadequate within themselves. And they know within themselves that they're a failure. But they're too much pride is within them that they cannot surrender and say, Lord, I need you. And they will not tell their brother, their sister that can help them that they need it. They are fighting within themselves. And I say the enemy has them where they are, and he is having a field day. He loves it because he knows those ones will be tormented and they will live in a devil's hell forever. I'm looking for a people who will relax in the Lord thy God. For I wish my people to live in my presence. I wish for my people to be happy. I want my people to live in my love. I want them to be able to rest in their God. I want them to know that I will not leave them, that they will not have to pray so much, seek in my face, but they will know that Lord God reigns. They will know that I've heard and answered their prayer, that they can rest safely in the hollow of their mighty hands from heaven, that they will not have any discouragements, because, oh man, oh woman, who can change yourself? Oh, the Lord thy God, thou cannot have one less hair that I have put upon thee, that I cannot have one more that I have given thee. I know all about thee, my ones. I know how many heartbeats thou hast, your heart has pumped blood to thy body. I know the will of my life, and I know thee, and I will never leave thee. I have spoken this, but my people think that I'm far, far from them. They ask for revival, and I'm with them. I've been calling for them for many years to have revival. I've chosen them to come out from among them and be separate, and they're not pleased with that. They're not pleased with that. They want to have a revival that they can do what they're doing and do it, keep on doing it, and that's revival. They want to feel good, but they don't want to make any adjustment to feel good. They don't want to behave as unwise children no longer. They want the world to think that they're wise and everything, but I say they're willfully wrong in the Spirit of God. They're bringing forth envy thoughts. They're bringing forth things of corruption. And I say, my people, I wish for thee not even to consider the things of darkness. I say, when thou speakest, don't even talk about the things that thou hast done. I say, only look to the Lord their God. I say, many have looking back, and I say, they've lost the way. They've went and told many people they've done terrible things. And I say, yes, they have. They've forgotten the Lord their God. heal them, forget them. And I say, my people, that is a trick from the enemy. He has caused my one to go back. And I don't want thee to go back to the well of sin no longer. I don't want thee to go back to the well of hurting no longer. I want thou to go forward and not look back no longer, because I realize that thou art made of dirt. And I said, thou must look to thy source. And I am the source. I am my energy. I am the keeper. I am the one, the almighty Alpha Omega. I am everything. I have given thee my word. I have given thee my son. I have given thee my spirit. And I say, many, many, many do not see that. And they must be blind, says the Spirit of God. They must be blind. And I say, the enemy has blinded them to where they see no efforts. And I say, my churches are so big. I say, they pray for great revivals. But I say the revival is the change of the heart. And it's not what they think revival is. Revival is not just gimme, gimme, gimme. But revival is searching and wanting to come to that place. That their hand offend thee, them cut it off. That they might be a profitable one. If their heart's in trouble, seek me the Lord their God and speak out and says, I need a change, Lord. Take away this guilt that's in my heart. Take away the cesspool of things that come in my life, that I might be properly addressed to the King of Kings, because I am your image and I want nothing in my life to limit me to come in thy presence, oh God. Help me this day that we might walk upright before the King of Kings, that we walk in his presence. We are no longer undertakers, but we'd be overtakers in the presence of God. That we'd lead victoriously over death, grave, and hell, that we would be able to pray for the sick and they shall recover. And when we say in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, we know it's going to come to pass, and we praise you this day, oh wonderful Lord, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. God has told me to take a short break, and all of you praise the Lord, and he's going to return again. God bless. Glory to God. He comes. I thank you, Lord. I have never felt this before. I feel the glory. God's here to disturb you, yes, because he wants to change you. America, he wants to change America. He wants you to quit having those evil thoughts. He wants you to not go to those evil places no longer. Not be a place, a slugger against the things of God. But thou would not walk in that church that doesn't ask you to be a separated people. That pastor that teaches you of no truth, separate yourself from those ones. Call upon God. Come to a place that you can come to one approval by God, and I shall minister my love. And I say, if my people will come and seek the Lord their God, but I say many have not enough time to inquire to get what I've given my servant here this day. They have not enough time. They have not paid the price. And I say they're looking to this one, and they get jealous of him, says the Spirit of God. They're jealous because he has spent time in my love. And I say, I'm getting tired of my people coming against my servants. I'm getting tired, and I'm going to let them very shortly speak thus to the Spirit of God. And they will wish that one had never said nothing, because it will dissolve their life. Hey, I have given my people power. I've given them power to repent. I've given them power to change. When I say they do not want it, so they are walking as they have said that they are my people, which are called by my name. But I say in reality, I do not see that. I see them as sluggards. I see them as invaders of the things from heaven. And they've caused great disturbance of my kingdom. They have caused great destruction for my ones that I wanted to be set free. They have caused my little ones to fall. They have caused those ones that want to live holy a great defeat. They've caused many, many slanderous words of infectious wonders from the hell. But I say it's brought infection to my people. And many are critically ill this day. Many are critically not obtaining the Spirit of God because they've been moved upon by the churches. They've been moved upon by the evilness that's within my people. That's why I called for a people that would be separate. But I say my people have went far from the Spirit of God. And I say, yes, I'm quitting in a moment, said the Spirit of God. But I'm here this day to testify that I am the Lord thy God, and I will never leave thee, said the Spirit of God. Glory. Boy. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for thy blessings. I thank you for thy awesomeness. I praise you for thy loving kindness, for thy mercy, for thy saving grace. Cleanse us, totally immerse us in thy spirit. And Father, for those it's going to take time, let them take heed. These words are righteousness, and they will save them. But I say my people are so selfish that unless it comes from them, they're like a dog in the manger. They don't have nothing to give, but want to keep everybody else from getting the blessing from heaven. But I say, I'm going to start fighting for my people. I'm going to start fighting for my people that love me. And I say, it will not be long that the people will see, and they will see the hand of God, and they will not be able to stop it. And I say, this shall happen probably before I take my beloved home. But I say, it's coming to pass. And what Simeon said is going to come to pass, saith the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Oh, I'm just full as can be. That's my cup's running over. Oh, boy, I've never had. God is wonderful. I'm a nobody. Praise God, but boy, God is somebody. Sister Jan, he's wonderful. You know, you need that special time. You know, marriage wouldn't last very long if there wasn't a time that you'd be intimate one to another. And God expects that with us. That's not in the church. It's you and Him. And with you start learning that, He takes you as His bride. And His bride, God showed me this last week, you're not going to have to defend yourself. You're not even going to ask for healing because He's your husband. And He's going to take good care of His church. You don't have to pray for yourself no longer. This is not to the average church, but this is those who are in His presence. Those, because He's going to take care of the bride. And you don't have to worry about the costly apparel. He's going to suit you up. You don't have to worry because He's going to take care of you. He's going to be with you through the times of horribleness. And the world will say, oh, great problems. And yes, you'll see it through God. Oh, it's a wonderful day. Lord, I'm so thankful. And people might think you're crazy, but you're going to be invisible from the things of this world. God's going to transfer you into a place of His protection. His almighty hand. Because He knows the day is very close. And day is too hard within ourselves. We cannot cope with it. That no flesh would be saved. But through the Spirit, we become more than conquerors. And there's such a mess in the Bible that everybody missed it. Yes, in ourselves, we're going to be trouble. But God has given us an overdose in the Holy Ghost that we might make it. The early church had fullness. And through that, we went through this long dropping. And then we came back and we said, well, we'll just have a church. God says, that ain't really what I want, but I'll start off with it. It's okay. And He had an early church that believed in the Word. We didn't realize it didn't come far enough, but the Word talks about the Spirit of God. It talks about the fullness of God. It talks about the blessing of God. It talks about that He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. All these wonderful truths that can only take place through a personality that's within you. You think within yourself every day, like I was taught when I first come in, there was no way I could obtain, no way that you can obtain. But with the Spirit of God, it's like His presence is over you. But you can't do this only if you go 90%, you got to go at 100%. And that's the hard part. No one wants to trust God. You know, they don't want to trust Him. They say, oh, you'll do, maybe I'm afraid. Well, that's what He's looking for, people that will literally trust God. It's real simple. You don't go where you want to go, you go where He tells you to go. You do His will. And it's a lot more fun. You go there and He has great fun. You have great joy. You have His peace, His love, His influence. The influence of God within itself has to be without anything that we can put against anything in this world. To have just the influence of God. And that's not just His influence, but He comes beyond the influence. He's inside of us, over around us, gloriously. Presence of God is real. Last night just really showed me that how the world is in real trouble. Those people were so bound. But the Lord was telling me they're just about like the church. Not much difference. And that's terrible. We made people so rigid that they forgot that this heart was a heart that couldn't live without God's presence in this heart. This heart, God wants to change it into His love, in His manifestation of the Spirit of God. That we will have a joy will come against us when we're going through problems, heartaches. Once people speak ugly at you, you just say, okay. God wants to have that funnel of His blessing upon us. That we can cope with life itself. Without it, America is going down in the tube. America needs God. America needs what God has. And we've taken America out. There's things that God has shown me why it will not work in America. God will not work in America no longer. God is a jealous God. God wants it one way. It's not that way here. It's everybody to their own thing. And they've taken God out of the schools. They've taken God out of most every place. This is the little things, but they're taking God out of everything. They have no room for God, and that's our land. And then the evilness that's coming in is having preeminence on much righteousness. Evilness comes in And it thrives. When God moves through righteousness in the standard of the natural man, it has problems. There's always powers of darkness come against it. And any time we try to combat the forces of evil in ourselves, we come up short. We can say it in Jesus' name, but Satan never sleeps. We sleep. We have a tendency of getting tired, and he'll tire you down till you can't cope with it no longer. He will outdo you. And that's why we have to maintain a move of the Spirit. It becomes a spirit man. But you try to walk this talk in your own self, in the Word only, and you're going to have troubles. You're going to have to be able to not be able to cope. You're not going to have that joy, that in tune from heaven that sets you aside as a superior being. And the only way that you're a superior being is giving up yourself. And you're no longer right. You're just a sheep. And God makes you superior in Him. You're not superior in yourself. You're superior in Him. And you're just a sheep. You're just a Lord, what do you want me to do? This might be laughable, but it's really the truth. We need to take God and say, I will follow. Jesus calls me, I'll follow Him. I was reading it today in Matthew. Jesus said, follow after me, and I will make you fishers. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't tell us to go out and be the head. He told us to follow Him. And where you lead me, I'll follow. It's in our songbooks. But we don't put that to maturity. We do it as, I want to go out here and I'm going to build my refuge. I'm going to have me a boys camp over here. And I used to think this years ago, but it's totally wrong. God had to change my thinking. It's where He leads me, I'll follow. Not me going ahead of Him. And I did some things and God allowed me to do them, but they were only short term. Because the only thing that's going to last, we have to do through the Spirit. Now, while you're here upon earth, God might send you on a short-term situation. But everything you do upon earth here, it's in God's rules. He can tell you to quit when He's... And you might think, I'm doing a good work. I was going to pastor up in the hills here, and I just loved it. And God knew I loved it. It was just special for me. I mean, here I was in jail ministry, and this worked really good. So I just loved it. I love the things of the Lord. And I accepted that after a year or so up there, they wanted to make sure that all the churches would get was for me. So I said, well, okay, if the church likes me, I'll stay long until the Lord dismisses me. And this was all done, and I was so happy. And I said, oh, praise God. The next morning I was going my way, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what's taking place. I'm so happy. I got down about the county line is, and the Spirit of God says, by the way, you're not to have that church. And he said, I don't mean the short term. I said, now, just get rid of that church. I don't want you to have it. I want you tonight to call the leader and tell him. And I said, what is he going to say? And he says, it don't make any difference. What he says, I want you to be able to follow me. God's interested in how we're going to follow him. He's not interested in the circumstances around us. He is interested in how I will address him, that I will go all the way. And what our problem is, we won't go all the way. Many, many, many won't go all the way. God tells you to do something. You say, no, I thought that through and it's not going to work. Well, God says, okay, do it your own way. But that ends your little, he's not no longer going to come any farther with you. And I learned this as a Caterpillar mechanic.